I wish you a wonderful good morning. Nice to have you with us again. And let us start this beautiful day with a prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful morning. We thank you for the privilege that we have to just come into your presence without any hesitating. I thank you, Father, that you love us so much. And especially on this day, we want to remind us how much you love me, how much you love all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. How wonderful is it if somebody completes a task? If you tell somebody to do something, or if you order maybe at your favorite restaurant, if you order a wonderful, delicious pizza and it is presented to you, how wonderful it is if it's even baked. If something is complete and being done as it should be. And if we look into the life of Jesus, Jesus really completed his whole mission. Everything and anything that the Father told him to do, he actually did it 100% in a perfect way. He always loved. He always was obedient to the voice of the Father. He always was walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you, but that cannot be said about my life. But it's getting better, I hope. And today we want to celebrate, especially in Germany, not only the ascension of Jesus, but also we have in Germany, we celebrate Father's Day. And this fits so perfectly together. And often the name of Father is often connected to a lot of failure. Maybe also in your own life as a father, but also maybe how you experience your own family and your father. And I think on the one hand, the role of a father and the deep loving connection and relationship from a father to his child is one of the most thought about and challenging relationship that we have. And on the other hand, and at the same time, it's one of the most powerful relations that we can have. And it says right in the beginning of the gospel, it says that Jesus came to turn back the hearts of the fathers to their children and otherwise. And I think it's one of the most loved goals of the devil to destroy and to fight that relationship. The relationship to your father, maybe you have no biological father, than a father figure that you had in your life. And it's so important that on this day we think about this relationship. And we want to jump into a story of the Bible in Luke chapter 24. So right in the end of the Gospel of Luke, we read about Jesus moving back to the Father. Going back to the Father. And this is a story that we read in the end of the Gospel, and everything that we read about, the whole gospel is completed now. So the Son really did all that the Father told him to do. And if we turn back the last chapters, we see so much fight. We see so much suffering. We see so much accusation that Jesus had to endure. And now this last week is past, the cross and even the resurrection is past, and everything has been done. And how wonderful it is if a task is really done as it should have been done. And 40 days now, the disciples waited after the resurrection. They waited 40 days, and now Jesus is ascending to heaven. And he comes with his disciples to a special place where he oftentimes had been. And we know 10 days later, we read about Pentecost. But right now we want to jump into the verse 50, where we read the following. I read from verse 50 up to the end of the chapter. When Jesus had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, so out of Jerusalem, out of the big city, Jerusalem, to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. When they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. We have various places in the Gospels and also in the big book of Acts, we read about the ascension of Jesus. And we read about that they gathered here, and the book of Acts also adds that there appeared some angels, because the disciples, they were looking into heaven and thought, oh no, Jesus is going back. We don't like that. We want to have him back. And the angels told them, oh, what are you staring into heaven? Jesus is returning one day exactly as you saw him ascend into heaven. And it's so interesting that it begins, that little portion begins with when he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany. So first, before we can have that encounter with God where we are blessed, first, Jesus wants to take us out. Wants to take us out of that big city of Jerusalem with all that noise, with all that distraction of the media, the noise of everyday life, where we feel by all our sorrows, by all our goals, by all our wishes, sometimes all those feelings, all those distractions, they keep us away from really meeting the Father and being blessed by the Father. And it's so important that we realize this is a real fight. And we see in many other places that Jesus was not staying under his, or staying in his bed, where it's very nice, warm, and I have Teddy with me, and maybe my spouse. No, that's not the place where Jesus stayed. He always got up, went to the next hill, and prayed there. So there is the secret of coming, like also to the Frigibet. There's a secret where I step out of my bed, step out of the things I'm comfortable in, and step out, make a way, and that my heart, my emotions are ready to meet God. And sometimes that's a real fight. That's a fight against my tiredness. That's my fight against my sorrows, about the bad feelings that, about the accusations I maybe face after, right after I get up. But we need to fight that fight. It's important in order to win. And maybe you switch on a little music where that helps you to get into worship. Maybe you pray in tongues for a moment, that your heart gets ready to really meet God. And how sad it is, like it was so often in my life, I was sitting there for half an hour, but half awake and half asleep. And after half an hour, I thought, oh no, I have to go to work. And I had the feeling I received nothing from God. And that should not be. We have to fight for that precious time with God. And it says Jesus led them. So we need the guidance of Jesus. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Saying, God, please help me. Give me wisdom. Give me strategy how to fight and really take that step. And he goes on to say here, 51, while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. So the last thing Jesus told his disciples was not that he was fed up, that they were so slow, always arguing, and James, you were snoring all the time, and why are you not listening? Please once just listen and do what I said. I was really annoyed in that time. No, Jesus is not fed up with you. Jesus is not criticizing you when you meet him. His heart is full of encouragement and of blessing. And it's so wonderful. If we want to have a time with the Father, we need to realize that his heart is full of blessing for us. It's full of blessing for us. And why are we blessed? Why are the disciples blessed? First, they are blessed because God chose them. We read in Deuteronomy 7, verse 7, I don't read it, I don't open it, but where God told the people of Israel, I'm not choosing you, I'm not blessing you, because you're the perfect, wonderful, and most excellent people in the whole world. No, God chose to bless Israel, it says in verse 8 then, because he loved them. Why does God love me? Because he is love. There was no reason, no special reason, no special quality I have to have in my life that God loves me and that God blesses me. I just need to be a human being. And I hope that's the case with you. God loves us so much. And even if I failed so much in the last time, even if I turned away from God, and maybe that's the first day after a long time that you open your heart again, be sure that God loves you so much. And his heart is not full of criticizing and thoughts how fed up he is with you. No, he sees your failures, but that's not the reason he dislikes or would like you. There's one reason why God loves you so much, and that is his own nature. And how beautiful it would be that we as fathers would more and more become like that. That more and more that we who have responsibility for people would become more like that. We go back into the next verse. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. That Jesus was taken up into heaven was, of course, a miracle. Yesterday I thought about, why did God plan it like that? So Jesus was born in a natural, or 50% natural way, as a baby. So why did God not let him live up to 80 years, maybe 70 years, and then die a normal death? It still could have been the Son of God. But God chose that right after the resurrection, he was teaching his disciples for 40 days, and then not died, but was taken up into heaven miraculously, so that everyone who saw that really had the proof that the whole story of Jesus was really divine and he was really the Messiah. Because we read, I think in the book of Acts, we read that those disciples standing there, seeing Jesus rising up and ascending, some of them still doubted the whole thing. So how slow is our human heart? That sometimes after 10, 20, 30 years with Jesus, we still come into seasons of doubt. And Jesus is not criticizing them. Are you so slow not to understand up to now? Go away, I don't need you anymore. No, he blesses them and he gives them another proof of his divinity. Another proof why all this is sent from heaven. And I want to encourage you today that you receive the Father's blessing every day, every morning. Allow the Father to bless you when his heart is full of blessings for you. Allow the Father to hug you when his heart is so full of love for you. And sometimes we make our time with Jesus to such a religious act. Maybe you even have a strict order. First you do this, first you say a prayer, then you open your Bible, first in the Old Testament, then in the New Testament, then you do this, then you do that. And sometimes you do not feel refreshed afterwards. And so I want to ask you, do you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you when you have your time with the Father? Or do you do it to, may, do you make it to such a duty that you feel proud just being so faithful in keeping your duties and not realizing that the Father is so full of his love for you? He desires to bless you. And I think that the Father, he was not holding back, that he was taking Jesus up because he had desire for his child, for his son, to see him, to hug him in a spiritual way, I don't know. But there was one place where the Father could not hold back anymore, and he was taken up. Not with 40, 50, 60 years, but with 30 years. 33 years, we think, Jesus went up and ascended into heaven because the Father had a desire for him. And so, yeah, the Bible tells us in John 17 that the Father loved Jesus the same way as he loves you. And how much honor can we give the Father in just receiving his love? And blessing means that God speaks well over me. That of course he sees my failures and my sin. But he speaks well over me. He says every day, child, I love you so much. You're so loved. You are so planned. Your life has a meaning. I have a plan for you. I even not only loved you, that I only forgave you. I gave you so much power with the Holy Spirit. You have more than enough. And how precious is it that we as children, we meet the Father and our hearts are ready to receive His blessing. And we see afterwards that they, in 52, then they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. So I ask myself, if sometimes in my daily life, my life is not full of joy and full of praise, I ask myself, could it be that I've never been at the place where I receive His blessing? So we see the disciples being not criticized, but blessed. And afterwards, we see them having so much power, praising God, being full of joy. And maybe this is what you desire for your life, a powerful life, a joyful life. Being ready to praise God. But first, we need to come and meet the Father. And His heart is full of blessing for you. And this is a reminder this morning. Be courageous. Be really bold to take and to receive everything that God has for you. And this is pure blessing and pure love. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your wonderful that word that you presented us. Not only to our heads, and that we think it through theologically, but that we receive it with an open heart, that you love us so much. You love me so much. You like me, and you blessed me. You even restored me to the Father back. You forgave me of everything I did, but you also filled me with your precious Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Father, that we can meet you face to face, because the blood of Jesus was shed on the cross once and for all, that we all the time can live in your presence. And I pray that you forgive us that we so often neglect that gift of meeting you because we have become so religious, thinking that you are fed up with us, that you're counting all the rules we break. No, you have a Father heart loving us so much, and your desire is that your people, that your children are blessed. And with this day, this morning, we want to receive your blessing. Amen.